Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends. I'm glad to spend some time with you today. Welcome back. From the looks of things, thankfully and hopefully, we have finally made it to spring. Don't get me wrong, I like all the seasons, but my nerve pain certainly likes the warmer months the best. I don't know about you, but I am ready to embrace spring in the world and spring in my soul. For me, it is a time of renewal, revival, and celebrating His resurrection. And that made all the difference in life and death for me. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." Oh, what a promise, and something I really need about now. How about you? They say no matter if you're in the best of times or in the worst of times, one thing is certain, a change will come. The winter and the rain are temporary, but His faithfulness is not. John Birch wrote, "There is real wisdom, Lord, in the adage, it is always springtime in the heart that loves God. Springtime is a season of optimism and hope, and the Christian lives a faith-centered life on hope. Winter, its cold and dark days have gone, just as Good Friday passes into Easter and beyond. We live a resurrection life, reflected in the new life springing up around us. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that you bring, both to this world and to our hearts and lives. Amen." Song of Solomon 2:11-12 says, "For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." What a beautiful image. The beautiful spring came, and when nature resumes her loveliness, the human soul is apt to revive also. Harriet Ann Jacobs. Are you waiting for your spring to come too? Has it been a long, hard winter in your life? Hang on. Don't give up. It's right around the corner. God is faithful. Spring is a second chance. For flowers and trees, it is a second chance to grow fuller, to reach higher toward the sky. For us, it is a chance to put the regrets of our past behind us and press on toward a brighter future. The creator of the spring is a God of second chances, and it's no coincidence that we celebrate the gift of new life given to us by His Son Jesus through His death on the cross this time of year. During my walk this morning, I saw robins everywhere. They were scurrying around, stirring the leaves, trying to catch unsuspecting earthworms. For me, robins are a harbinger of spring, a sign of new life after a long, harsh winter. It's how I know it's really here. They're a sign of new life after a long, harsh winter. My yellowbell bushes are blooming too. The trees are filled with new buds, and their beautiful, delicate pastel petals are beginning to jut in all directions. Tender grass, woody and leafy plants are breaking through the earth all around us. Soon, all of our gray surroundings will be bursting with every shade of green and splashings of vivid colors that only our Creator possesses in His palette of paints. The air has that crisp coolness and earthy smell of early spring. I think it's going to be one of the most beautiful springs we've experienced in quite a few years. If you saw a video of my walk today, and that's all that you knew about this world? From it, you would never know the troubles our world is facing. You would never know that our country is divided. You would never know that our economy is struggling so, or that there is a fire in our nearby community that is burning over 1,000 acres. Please pray for the firefighters and their efforts as they fight the Table Rock Complex fire. Yet, in the midst of all of this, God is working in our lives and He is speaking to us. God will take care of you. Don't worry, those robins and plants I saw this morning didn't look at all worried. Like them, no matter what comes, you are held safely within the Creator's hands. Look at the birds of the air. They never sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. But if God so clothes the grass of the fields, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Matthew 6:30. Be still and know that He is God. He has a plan. Never doubt that the Lord is working in the midst of all of this. He is calling on Christians now more than ever to step up, to show we are the church, no matter where we are or what we're doing. He is calling people everywhere to trust Him during these difficult times in every way. He awakes us from the cold, dark winter into spring, and then He calls us into action. You know, He never wastes an opportunity to draw people to Him or to make His children more like Jesus. We may not understand it all, but rest assured, He's doing something, and He will make a way for us through it. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." That's our grace in the wilderness verse. God is unchanging. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. That has not changed, nor will it ever change. Malachi 3:6, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." Colossians 1:17 reminds us, "He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." God is calling us into action, just as He will soon call people to work the land that is revived by spring. The Lord is calling His children to be His hands and feet. But what can you do? Let's be sensitive to divine appointments. God's making lots of them for His children. We have to get creative with outreach. We can send a card, reach the lonely, comfort the discouraged, help the sick. Shine the light. When the world is dark, that is when the light is most apparent. We can tell people about the hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hold on to hope. God's going to see us through, and spring is just around the corner. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35. Boy, could I use that about now. I'm sure you probably could too. Maybe you'd like to take a walk. May your soul be revived by God's beautiful nature coming back to life, and may we not miss it entirely by focusing on our fears. Don't miss the miracle that's all around us. God is speaking. Be still and know that He is God. Nothing's impossible with Him, and His strength is made perfect in our weakness, and we can rely on Him. Jesus makes all things new. Jesus restores us. He restored sight to the blind, Mark 8:22-26. He restored hearing to the deaf, Mark 7:31-37. He restored the ability to walk to the crippled, Matthew 9:2-8. He restored health to the diseased, Luke 5:12-25. He restores life, security, and hope to broken people. And I know many of those. So many times I have been a broken person and still am in so many ways in my life. As I work through this nerve pain illness I deal with every day, and I grieve the loss of my Bradley just 3 years ago, Jesus brings us new abundant life. Thank God. Because he died for us, Jesus offers salvation from death to all who will believe in him. Therefore, we've been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. He plans an abundant life for us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Jesus redeems us. He calls us away from our former lives into a life of hope and protection as his child. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. Isaiah 43:1. Jesus makes us his new creation. He is the God of second chances. Through forgiveness, we don't have to carry the weight of our sins anymore. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus offers new mercies daily. We fail. We can't be perfect, but his love is, and that's enough. That's all we need. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's from Lamentations 3:22-23. Just as spring washes away the death of winter, let's let the love of our Savior and his cleansing power wash over us too, bringing us new life, bringing us new opportunities to reach out to others. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Spring is here. What are we going to do with it? Dear Lord, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins and for the new life that can only be ours through his saving blood. Thank you, too, for the beauty and newness of creation that you bless us with this time of year. You are always watching over us. We are in awe of your beauty and love for us. Please help our world to be more united. Please help recover our nation's economy and help provide for those in need. Use us as your hands and feet, Lord. And help those firefighters in their efforts as they fight fires all across our area. Please protect them. Protect the homes and lives of those who live around. Thank you in advance for all you're going to do. More than anything else, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, because it's through him that we can live an eternal spring in heaven with you one fine day. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust him, and may his river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.